I'm speaking with Mr. Albert Hartman. He is the chairman of the Oktoberfest Committee going on this weekend in Sweet Springs. And Mr. Hartman, thank you for your time, of course. And we do appreciate it. I know you're very busy here the day before the event. But tell us, how many years now has this been going on in Sweet Springs?
Well, it's been going on probably 5 or 6 years that I know of. And that's about how long I've been here full time. And this last year we didn't have it, so we're coming back this year bigger than we were ever before.
Excellent. What are some of the things that people can look forward to this year's Oktoberfest in Sweet Springs?
Well, we're going to have plenty of food, and then we're going to have homemade root beer that you're looking for. And then also we got kettle corn, and then we're going to have a pie contest, which starts at 12 judging, and at 1 o'clock we're going to announce who the winners are. Then we got a lot of vendors coming in. We got over 60 people coming in, some politicians. Some of them got merchandise to sell, so about anything you want, I think will be here.
So about how many vendors do you estimate?
Well, we've got a list of 60 supposed to be coming right now.
Excellent. And this is all going to be happening on Saturday, correct?
Yeah. It's all going to be happening. If people don't know where that is, that's on Miller Street. That's one of the main parts downtown. Just goes north and south, downtown, Miller Street.
Excellent. And if you can, that pie contest, because I love pie, can anybody participate, or are all the contestants already selected?
It cannot be. It has to be an original. The crust doesn't have to be original, but the pie has to be original, and it cannot be any custard pies. It has to be like an apple or peach or something like that. But then we will auction the pies off after we get through judging. So the number one pie will be auctioned off, and then we'll auction off all the rest of the pies that we had in the contest for the pie contest.
And the proceeds from that auction, where do they go to?
They go to remodelization. That's for our art center here in town. We're starting art center here in town. So all the money that we go out for that, biggest part of it will go towards arts.
Okay, and if somebody wants to put their pie up for the contest, what time do they have to be there tomorrow?
It has to be here from 11 o'clock. They're going to start judging at 12. So we suggest that you bring it in at 11. And if you don't be able to bring it in today, you can take it to the Equity Bank here in Sweet Springs, and they'll put it in their boardroom, and we'll pick it up in the morning.
So what are some of the attractions that kids can experience?
Well, we've got the funnel, hay bales, where the kids can go through the funnel. Then we've got the bouncy thing in town. It's put on by the Kiwanis, and then we got several things for the kids to do. And at one o'clock down to the park, they're going to have a trap shoot for just the little kids, young generation, little boys and girls to be shooting. Some will be shooting BB guns, and some will be shooting shotguns. But it'll be supervised by all adults.
Excellent. And is there a 5K run, too?
There's a 5K run.
What time is the registration for that happen, Mr. Hartman?
I don't know. I know it starts at 8 o'clock, so I'd say between 7 and 7:30. I think the Lutheran Church is doing that.
We appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Oktoberfest in Sweet Springs?
Just show up and have fun.